Today from the Ohio Newsroom, Toledo's drop in crime. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. The murder rate in Toledo dropped for the third year in a row last year to the lowest point since a pandemic crime surge. And Toledo's not alone. Similar trends are playing out in Cleveland, Youngstown, and cities all over the country. Nationwide, data for the entire year hasn't been released yet, but the New York Times reported that if early trends held, it's possible 2024 had the biggest nationwide percent drop in homicides ever recorded. Toledo Mayor Wade Capsicavich joins us to talk about what's driving the drop in his Northwest Ohio city. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
How much are murders going down in Toledo?
Significantly, fortunately. We have cut our homicide rate almost in half just in the last 3 years. We saw an 18% reduction in homicides last year, and that 18% reduction was on top of a 30% reduction we had seen the year before that.
Are other types of crime dropping too?
Yes, every category of crime we measured was lower than what it was in 2023. So fewer shots being fired, fewer individuals being shot, fewer arsons, fewer auto thefts, fewer burglaries. Everything was down.
And how do you account for the decline?
I don't think crime is caused by any one factor, so it's not going to be solved. You're not going to see the numbers go down by doing any one simple thing. So in Toledo, what we've decided to do is a little bit of everything. The first thing I would say is that we have added more police to the streets. You know, I don't know that anyone thinks that that's all you have to do to reduce crime is to hire more police, but it is one of the things you need to do. You know, when you have more officers, you're able to do more of the community policing that we all know works. The officers can get out of their squad cars a little more and walk around and get to know neighbors and business owners. So that's been a big part of it. Another factor is the investment we've made in youth, and in particular, youth programming. You know, we just wanted to provide positive, healthy alternatives for kids during the summers. We have been aggressive in addressing the sort of environmental and social challenges that can sometimes lead to crime, in particular, blight in neighborhoods. I would also say, as an additional factor, we created an office that we call MONSEE, the Mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety and Engagement. The notion behind MONSEE is that it is community-based, neighborhood-based. These are the violence interrupters that try to head off spats before they become homicides.
Well, I want to go back and talk about the police force. Toledo has about 50 more police officers now compared to when you came into office. How do you respond to people who worry about police violence in their communities?
We worry about that, too. One of the things that we pride ourselves is in the training that we offer our officers. Whether you are a cadet in the academy, whether you are a rookie, or whether you are a 40-year veteran of the police department, every year you receive training on de-escalation techniques, diversity, equity training, use of force, and those sorts of things. Probably doesn't eliminate the problem or the threat altogether, but I think it puts us in a position where our officers are going to be the best trained in the state of Ohio to avoid those incidents.
Do you anticipate this trend of declining crime will continue through this year?
We certainly hope so, and we are encouraged by what we've seen. You know, bad things are going to happen from time to time. We know that that is inevitable, but our goal is to see continued improvement. And I think that's what the public expects. I don't think the public expects perfection, but I do think they expect progress. And we've seen some real progress over the last 3 years, and we want to see that continue in 2025.
Toledo Mayor Wade Capsicavich, thank you.
Thank you.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.